And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco, Vic, and Sage. Brought to you by Procter & Gamble. Say, do you know that cooks all over the country are happy as larks about the cakes they're making lately? And you know why? Because the new Sure Mix Crisco is giving them cakes so tender and delicious, they're cause for real celebration. Because you see, this amazing new Crisco brings you advantages you've never had before in any shortening, not even the most expensive. Crisco can give you cakes that are lighter and smoother in texture, cakes that taste better than you can make them with any other home shortening you know. Oh, that's a lot to promise. Sure is, but, well, Crisco lives up to its claims. You see, it's the result of the most revolutionary shortening discovery in years. A patented discovery you get only in Crisco. And that's why Sure Mix Crisco can now promise you these three exclusive new cake-making advantages. One, lighter cakes. Two, smoother textured cakes. Three, cakes that taste better than you ever made them before. Even the cake batter you get with Crisco will prove how different Crisco is from other shortenings you've used. You'll get a cake batter that's smooth as satin. A batter that fairly shouts, I'm going to give you a really delicious cake. Why, just listen to this verdict from families all over the country who took part in a recent independent test of the new Sure Mix Crisco. Hundreds of women, just like you, baked cakes with Crisco right in their own kitchens. Those cakes were compared to cakes made with every favorite shortening used in all those homes. And when the families of these women made their choice, their vote was 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over those made with all the other shortenings combined. So make your family's cakes Crisco cakes, will you? And remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better tasting fried foods. That was the family vote, 4-1. For new Sure Mix Crisco. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and young Mr. Rush Gook. Sade is fixing a stern eye upon her son and speaking in this wise.
What exactly did Mr. Erickson say?
He says, tell your mother I dropped by to leave these beautiful, beautiful wallpaper patterns.
How long was he here?
No time at all. Ducked right in and right out.
Wanted to avoid me.
Yes, I believe that's a fact. Because all the time he was talking, he kept looking nervously out the window.
Afraid I'd pop in before he could escape.
Yeah.
And these are the beautiful wallpaper patterns, are they?
Beautiful, beautiful wallpaper patterns.
Beulah picked them out, huh?
Yeah. Mr. Erickson said a woman's taste in such matters is better than a man's.
Oh, ain't he the slick customer? The world's most wonderful landlord.
Hey, Guy, who are you?
Several. Hi.
I bet your mother took the early train for St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hi. What's these little tablet paper thingamadoodles pinned on the patterns?
Notes from Beulah to you.
Oh, indeed.
Greetings, friends. I hope I'm not too late for the banquet. Fact of the matter is, I was held up and robbed by two villainous road agents down the street.
Didn't bump into Mr. Erickson, did you?
Erickson? No, I didn't.
He waited till the coast was clear and both you and me away from home and then sneaked in and handed Rush a batch of wallpaper patterns.
Really?
These rotten things.
Hmm.
Look at them once. Cheapest, shoddiest trash I ever seen.
That's certainly a poisonous green there on top.
Read the little note.
Huh?
There's a little note goes with it Beulah wrote.
Yes, his daughter Beulah picked out these samples. Tell what he said about that, Rush.
A woman's taste in such matters is better than a man's.
Isn't that a nice box of oyster crackers to take to the picnic? I'm the woman with the upstairs to be papered. I'm the woman that has to live with the wallpaper. But am I the woman to select the paper? No, sirree, sir. His daughter Beulah's the woman to do that. A woman's taste is better than a man's. All right, here's some samples of a woman's taste.
Well, you do have a selection, kiddo.
How do you mean?
Erickson didn't show up with just one wallpaper pattern. There must be a dozen or so in that pile.
Beulah winnowed out the ugly ones.
Mr. Erickson say so?
I'm quoting his exact words. Beulah winnowed out the ugly wallpaper patterns. Sent over these beautiful, beautiful samples for you to make your choice from.
Sometimes I get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
This constant, constant, constant battling with the landlord takes the heart out of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Never a week goes by but he don't try some stunt or other.
Don't you generally emerge the victor in these encounters?
I'm getting worn down.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff he attempts to pull off keeps getting wilder and wilder.
Erickson is a scoundrel, no doubt about it.
Well, he can't do this, can he? We're the people living in the house. We got a right to select our own wallpaper, haven't we?
I imagine so.
I never heard of a landlord that done the wallpaper selecting for his renters.
After all, he owns the property, Mom.
Well, that don't hurt. We pay rent for the property.
We can move out any time we feel like it.
It's all rich.
If we selected wallpaper Mr. Harrison didn't like and then moved out, he'd be stuck with the wallpaper.
Gosh.
Sure. Look, suppose I rented Smelly Clark's bicycle and then decided to paint it a horrible yellow. Smelly'd have a legitimate
thing. Oh, you're just arguing to hear yourself argue. Vic, there's no sense in what he's saying, is there?
I'm on foreign ground here, kiddo. I don't know just how the law reads on the matter.
We've rented houses before. We've had new wallpaper before. Do you remember any instance where our landlord insisted on picking out our wallpaper?
No.
Of course you don't. Sometime I'm just going to explode when he comes around here with his stunts.
Oh, I wouldn't let myself get upset, Sage. You know, you don't have to paper your upstairs with anything but what pleases you. Erickson's an old fathead. Let's just look upon him as an old fathead and enjoy a quiet laugh over his feeble
mind. No, but a person gets sick of it after a while. It is kind of halfway funny the way he and I are always at each other's throats. Boy, you have to hand it to him, though. He don't quit. He stays right in there fighting every minute.
Suppose we look over these beautiful patterns.
Beautiful, beautiful patterns, girl.
Uh-huh. Say, talk about your poisonous greens. This baby on top here takes the cake.
Could you imagine living in a room with wallpaper like that?
I'm afraid I'd grow morbid and homicidal.
Read what Beulah wrote on that piece of paper she pinned to the sample rush.
Let's see.
Read that loud.
For those who love a rich, restful emerald color, this lovely pattern should be a perfect joy.
Oh, my.
Rich, restful emerald color, huh? If I was entertaining somebody I despised for the weekend, I'd expose him to this rich, restful emerald color. And I guarantee by Monday morning he'd feel vaguely ill, be affected with spots before the eyes, and a tendency toward involuntary shakes and shudderings.
What's underneath the rich, restful emerald pattern, Rush?
This nice wallpaper.
Oh, my stars. Are those baboons in the design?
Gorillas, I think. These are gorillas, ain't they, though?
I guess so, or apes.
Apes crawling around in trees and showing their teeth.
One of your Beulah's comments?
Yeah.
A touch of whimsy for the art lover. Your guests will praise your originality and humor.
What's whimsy?
Oh, cuteness, I guess.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Beulah. What's next, Rush?
Yes.
Alternating pink and purple stripes.
Ish, ish, ish.
Can't feel like a barber pole surrounded by wallpaper like that.
Hurt your eyes if you looked at it long enough. Beginning to hurt mine already.
What's Beulah have to say?
No Uncle tablet paper pinned to this pattern.
Well, she just plain give up. Alternating pink and purple stripes were too much for her.
There's a comment pinned to the next one.
You appreciate why Mr. Erickson had Beulah do this, don't you, Vic?
Presumably, in order
that... In order that I wouldn't get a hold of a catalog of expensive wallpaper patterns and select something that would run him into money. He took no chances. He hunted himself up the cheapest, shoddiest merchandise he could find and let his daughter do the selecting.
He's a wicked landlord.
He's the world's champion landlord.
Well, I'm backing up my argument of a minute ago about whether or not he's got a right to select your wallpaper for you. Bear in mind also he's got to pay for the wallpaper.
Well?
As long as he has to whip out his pocketbook and slop out the money for the wallpaper, maybe...
Oh,
but really, it's his house and his wallpaper... Probably he figures human flesh and blood is not obliged.
You're just arguing to hear yourself argue. Let's see the next sample.
Well, speak no evil, see no evil, hear no evil.
These three little monkeys?
Yeah. One's got his hands over his eyes, one's got his hands over his ears, and one's got his hands over his mouth.
Wouldn't that be wonderful for our upstairs? Wouldn't that be wonderful for our upstairs?
What's Beulah's comment, Pitchfork?
A sweet little thought and a sweet little design combined to make this pattern a perfect darling.
You hit the nail right on the head, Beulah.
Wouldn't be such bad-looking wallpaper if the monkeys didn't look so stupid. They're out of perspective. Look, this monkey here's got a head twice as big as the monkey next to him. And over on this side, the half-wit monkey's so small you can't...
That's him. That's Erickson now. Calling up all Axel Grease and Peach Butter to inquire about the beautiful pattern.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful pattern.
I'll talk to him, Rush.
Okay.
He'll think a cyclone broke loose. Hello? Oh, hello, lady.
Ruthie.
Miss Stimbottom, please.
Oh, nothing much. I had to run over on West Monroe Street on an errand that took an hour or two. Stopped in at Miss Trogle's and Heddle's both. Mm-hmm. Oh, fine. Why, not that I know of. Vic's here, just a second. Anything up your sleeve for this evening?
Uh-uh.
500?
Sure.
Invite him here?
Go ahead.
He says grand, lady. Yeah. Say, how about you people heading over in this direction? Dandy. Oh, any time. Sure, 7:30, 4 to 8, 8:15, or kind of halfway in around there, hmm? Fine. All right, Ruthie. You bet. You bet. Goodbye, lady. She's sweet.
Mm.
Reminds me a good deal of Mr. Erickson.
He's certainly sweet.
Oh, how sweet. Oh, how sweet. The sweetest landlord in all the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the next wallpaper pattern, Rush.
Purple splotches on a bright yellow background.
Oh. Look, Miss.
Guy'd get dizzy if he stared at that long enough.
A guy'd get downright sick.
What's Beulah have to say about it, Pillsnick?
A dainty design and a pleasing color contrast, certain to win the delighted approval of discriminating people.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's vacant head until the next time. Say, when you make cakes, don't you love to see your ingredients work into a fine, smooth batter? Well, that's one of the advantages you get with the new Sure Mix Crisco. With Crisco, you get cake batters as smooth as satin. And that's not all. Thanks to a patented shortening discovery, Crisco now offers you three exclusive advantages. Lighter cakes, smoother textured cakes, and cakes that taste better than you can make them with any other home shortening we know of. Why, recently, hundreds of women took part in an independent home test. They baked cakes with Crisco, and these cakes were compared to cakes made with every type of shortening. And when those families made their choice, they voted 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. And remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better-tasting fried foods. That was the family vote. 4-1 for new Sure Mix Crisco. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save the next time. This is Mel Allen speaking.